Hello, and welcome to Small Steps, Big Magic, Crafting a Life That Sparkles. This is the April audio content. This month's pillar of health is freely given gifts. This is such a fun and transformative topic to start to integrate into our lives. The roots behind freely given gifts are the ideas of generosity, service, abundance, and especially gratitude. When we start to take stock of all of the ways that we have abundance in our lives, we can really begin to transform our mindset. And whatever it is that you're working on in this program and in your life, it is essential to really make sure that you are looking at ways that you already have support in that category. So if you are looking towards weight loss, for example, I know that's a popular one, taking a moment to just appreciate the food that you have in your fridge is so important to the work that you're doing. It's really, really foundational. Right? If you're able to go to the grocery store and buy yourself food, that is a basic component of your life that is so affirming and really abundant. I mean, it's an opportunity for abundance. Another way that we can begin to cultivate this idea of freely given gifts, which is really comes out of that sense of abundance. There are a lot of ways to do this. Of course, you can give things, right? So you can give gifts to friends, and it doesn't have to be their birthday. Buying a small gift for a friend when it's unexpected is actually an amazing small ritual that you can do that, one, really cultivates the friendship and builds a sense of abundance in the friendship, because you're really appreciating that person, and then they're feeling abundant too, and they're feeling grateful to you. And of course, that is the most amazing thing about gifts, right? Is that we give a gift and then we actually feel enriched after we've given it. We feel richer for having given something away. And of course, I just want to touch base quickly on the old caveat that you can't give gifts with strings attached. If you have some expectation about what is going to be done or how someone should react, you're going to end up being disappointed. So just make sure that you're really giving any gifts that you give of any type from that sense of great abundance, right? That it is a freely given gift. You're giving this freely just for the joy of giving it. And another really awesome practice that can lift you up and really just turn your day around is random acts of kindness or pay it forward kind of mentality. I have a colleague who works in health coaching, and she is a really big advocate for, and she practices on a regular basis, pay it forward. And she will do things like buy a coffee for the person in line behind her at the coffee shop. And she just does it randomly, periodically. And it's her way of cultivating that sense of abundance in her life and just picking a random person. I, in the past, have given flowers to strangers on the street and just been like, hey, this is for you, just for being there. And it's such a magical feeling to really do something nice for a stranger. There's something really powerful and transformative about that. And then, of course, another way to cultivate freely given gifts and this sense of abundance is cash donations, right? So, you know, put your money where your mouth is. What is a cause that is really important to you? What's something you care about? Do you care about children? Do you care about animals? Do you care about the environment? You know, do you care about social justice? You know, we all have something that is important to us. And if you don't already give a regular donation to a charitable organization, I really encourage you to do so. There are so many great people doing great work in the world. I have worked in my lifetime at several nonprofit organizations or non-governmental organizations, and it's a really powerful experience. I think the world would be a better place if we all spent a year having worked at a nonprofit to see how passionate people really are behind the scenes and really see a little bit more of the day-to-day inner workings. It makes you really, like, you know, happy to support causes. And sure, of course, every organization, you know, it's not perfect, and maybe you're worried about how they spend the money, but there are also a lot of organizations that investigate and review nonprofits. So if you have a couple ideas, you can always look them up on like the charity review organizations and make sure that they're putting the money to good use. They'll give you things like how much of that money actually goes into programming versus overhead costs, things like that. So you can feel really good about how your money is being put to use. Yet another way, which kind of taps into that idea twofold, is actually to volunteer your time. And I know you're busy. I'm busy too. We're all busy. And yet it is equally important to cultivate that sense of abundant time, right? Because that's actually, sometimes it's a little more common than like finances, right? So sometimes we get to a situation in our life where we feel financially, you know, well off or secure, but then maybe we're time scarce. And this is something to always keep in mind as, you know, as we go forward, right? I like to introduce really complex, I like to give you really simple words for these pillars, but as you're learning as we go through, there are a lot of nuances and a lot of ways that you can think about the pillars, cultivate the pillars, and live the pillars. I have heard there's a couple of good phrases to kind of like be your own investigator of your own life, right? So two things is, how do you spend your money, right? That's going to tell you what you're actually valuing in your life. So you might say that you value whatever, like being healthy, but if you spend all your money on like, you know, like crazy weekends out partying, then what you say and what you do are misaligned, right? So another way to do that is to look at your calendar, right? So this is a way to get kind of a more unbiased view of your own self, right? So if you're saying, oh, I really value health and taking care of myself, and yet not once on your calendar have you blocked off time to, you know, move your body, exercise, take, you know, prep your food, even relax with your friends. If you're working all the time and your calendar just is full of meetings, then you have, again, a mismatch of what you say that you want and what you're doing. So it's a mismatch between values and actions that causes most of our unhappiness and most of our frustration in reaching goals, especially health goals, because unfortunately, that's all too often the actions that get bumped off of the calendar. So again, this is just kind of a couple of ways to check yourself and get a little bit of a different perspective, because sometimes we can say, oh, this is what I value, this is what's important to me, and yet we don't understand why we're struggling to achieve it. And again, this isn't, you don't need to do this with judgment. This is like your investigator hat, right? Your researcher hat. You put it on and you look at the data. And if the data doesn't match what you want to create, then you understand what's going on. You have a much better starting point for making change. The other thing that I want to talk about with the idea of freely given gifts, which is, again, we're unpacking this in the concepts of generosity, abundance, service, and of course, gratitude. Because when we cultivate gratitude, we automatically feel more abundant. And when we feel abundant, we are able to be more generous and to give more freely. So a really simple practice in gratitude is to just journal things that you're grateful for. You know, journaling in the morning when you wake up or at night before you go to bed, those are the best times to make this practice stick, because pretty much there's nothing in your life that's more guaranteed than the fact that you're going to wake up every day and go to sleep every day. Even eating, right? We sometimes squeeze that in between. But you're going to eat, I mean, you're going to sleep, and you're going to wake up. You could also put your journal in the bathroom and write in your journal when you go to the bathroom. That actually is not a bad idea. So whatever works for you, but linking a new ritual to something that you're guaranteed to be doing is the number one way to make it stick. So journaling things that you're grateful for is, I mean, you can do this in like a minute or maybe two. And what better way to create a new practice in your life than something that takes a minute or two? It's a really, really powerful way to shift your mindset. I mean, this makes a difference right away. Another thing I love, 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 and I'm always trying to get people to do more of, is to send thank you notes. You can do this by email, by text. I mean, just sit right now. Hey, who's done something that made you feel good recently? It doesn't even have to be a big deal. You know, maybe they called you or they, you know, popped into your office to say hi or whatever, you know, like got you a coffee at the coffee shop and brought it to you. It can be big or small. Send them a note, send them an email, write them a thank you card. I love to write thank you cards. You end up being the one who feels so good. Well, it's so amazing, right? Because you feel good thinking about it. You feel good acknowledging it and writing it down. And then they feel good when they get acknowledged. It's such a win-win-win. I mean, that is a powerful, powerful magic spell if there ever was one. And it's so simple. And it takes, again, just a few minutes. Honestly, the hardest thing about writing somebody a card is looking up their address. It really is. Getting the card out is fun. Writing the note is fun. And then it's just like pulling up the document or the app or the spreadsheet, wherever you keep your addresses, pulling that up and looking at, I don't know. For me, that's always the last step. It'll sit on my desk for days. But then I do it, and then I feel like I've checked something off my list. So that's a really awesome one. And then the last thing that I want to talk about, because this is something very, very foundational to your health, but yet does not have its own named pillar. So it gets integrated in with other pillars. And this one might be a little surprising, but the aspect of the freely given gifts, because this is linked to abundance, including abundance of time, that I really want you to give an honest assessment of and tend to if it needs it, is sleep. If you are cutting yourself short on sleep, you are not living in abundance. If every night you do 10 more things before you go to bed when you're really tired, you cannot be in abundance. Okay, you are sacrificing your health for your to-do list. And I understand that to-do list is real and it puts real pressure on your life. And maybe you can't put it all off till the next day, but I challenge you to think of ways to put some of it off and go to bed 15 minutes earlier and really, really cultivate the sense of abundance in all aspects of your life, including time, which means that you need to honor your body and give yourself enough time to sleep. It's really important. And that also will do wonders for your mindset. And freely given gifts is, once again, it's all about mindset. It's such a critical component of this pillar of health. So for this month also, the color is yellow. And this is a really, really fun chance, as always, to go through your pantry and think about fun opportunities to eat something yellow. And that can be anything from a banana. And I actually am not a crazy about bananas, but I love to put them into smoothies. They give a great base. They're full of fiber, potassium, other minerals. I don't really like ripe bananas. And the good news is that when you eat a less ripe banana, it also has probiotic fiber. More of it. It converts to sugar as it ripens. And so lemons, why not try drinking lemon water a few times this month? Or yellow lentils. There are so many foods in the yellow category. Yellow carrots. There's actually yellow carrots. There's so many things. This is a really fun one because there are a lot of choices. And of course, there's always an opportunity to think about something that maybe you're ready to boot out of the pantry. Because remember, the pantry upgrades or the simple pantry swaps, it is not about redoing your pantry all in one go, right? This is a process. It's a constant rejuvenation and opportunity to have some fun and look for better ways to take care of yourself. And of course, as always, enjoy the monthly meditation, which we'll also look into the color yellow as a fun concept to reflect back on our life. Take a walk, take care of yourself, and I will see you in the group classes.